What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Stone Reaper, for getting this article to Neo the Outflanker so he could pass it on to me. Boy, I've been patiently, ever so patiently waiting for this particular HMT scenario to play itself out. And gentlemen, I finally got it. I knew in my heart of hearts, ever since Roe v. Wade, some man was finally gonna put the mask on due to this particular scenario. Now, this article was published on the 13th of May. Texas man shoots an offline's girlfriend because she had an early termination he opposed. Gentlemen, the standard has been set. Believe you me, there are going to be more men who go this route. Now, let's take a look back in time. There have been numerous videos of men who begged the women in their lives not to have an early termination. There have been some women who actually recorded themselves in the Planned Parenthood or wherever they went, damn near celebrating. Why? I'm going to give you my opinion after I'm done with this article. A Texas man who was against his girlfriend having an early termination shot and offlined her during an argument in a Dallas parking lot after she returned from receiving the procedure, according to police. So, if he said he was against her doing this, that gentleman would fall into a fuck around scenario. And when she came back, he found out what she did. She found out just how far he was going to take it and how far his rage actually went. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Harold Thompson, 22, is being held in the Dallas County Jail on a termination charge without bond. Here's what I find fascinating. If he would have actually offlined her while she was pregnant, they would have hit him with a double termination charge. Yet she gets to go, terminate the baby, and walks away scot-free. Man, I tell you, this society we live in is so utterly and totally twisted. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, Thomas and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Gabriela Gonzalez, were together on Wednesday when he attempted to put her in a chokehold. Quote unquote, it is believed that the suspect was the father of the child, the affidavit said. Quote unquote, the suspect did not want Gonzalez to get an early termination. With all the forms of birth control that women have. And if they decide to actually go through the pregnancy and deliver the child, there are so many options after the child is born. She could give it up for adoption. She could drop it off at the hospital. She could drop it off at a fire station, a church. There was these little baby boxes that they had, or they were trying to actually bring forth to the public. All the options there, yet she chose that particular option. Now, let me be crystal clear on my position in regards for early termination. I have always said this. In the most extreme of cases, even I would say, maybe it's a good idea. Even though I would still say that that's a hard sell, because like I said, there are so many couples out here who desperately want children, but yet you want to sit there and decide, oh, it's my body, my choice. I'm just going to terminate the pregnancy. No, that is, in my humble opinion, one of the most evil things that a woman could do. But like I said, I'm going to give my opinion as to why they do it. Most early terminations have been banned in Texas, with the exceptions for medical emergencies, since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last summer. Early terminations after a heartbeat is detected, which is typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy, have been prohibited since September 2021. Private citizens could sue anyone who aided and abetted an early termination under the 2021 law. The incident between Thompson and Gonzalez occurred the day after she returned from receiving an early termination in Colorado. Surveillance footage from the parking lot shows Gonzalez, quote unquote, shrugs him off before the couple continued walking, police said. See that right there? Not only does she go through with it, she decides, oh, I'm going to shrug this guy off. He can't do anything. There are plenty of surveillance cameras. I'm protected by society. I have this shield of invulnerability that he's not going to penetrate. Ladies, let me give you some extremely crystal clear advice. All of this false bravado, all of this false social power you think you have, that ends the moment a man snaps and decides he no longer cares about the consequences of his actions. Yes, a man that no longer fears the consequences of his actions will act in however and whatever way he sees fit for the occasion. Thompson then pulled out a gun and shoots Gonzalez in the head. He shoots her multiple times after she fell to the ground and fled the scene, according to the affidavit. Right there, that quote unquote false shield of invincibility was definitely shattered when he pulled out the jammy, when he pulled out that burner. Thompson was arrested later on Wednesday. Gonzalez's sister was at the scene and heard the gunshots, police said. Another witness observed Thompson attempting to choke Gonzalez, but was unable to report the incident to the police due to the fact that she did not have her phone with her. Now, of course, to end the article, they want to do everything they can to paint this man as a monster by going into the fact he was arrested before. I'm not even going to give them that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on what the fuck happened and why he did what he did. Yeah, in my humble opinion, there are going to be way more men who finally decide to go this route. And gentlemen, I'm going to sit back and report on every scenario in which it happens. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, you know what? Nah. This is going to be a special score. Why? Because off the rip, I'm going to give him a FAFO score of 10 because he was opposed to her doing it. So if this was a FAFO file, which in my humble opinion, it is a FAFO file that turned into an HMT. So yeah, FAFO score off the rip 10 because he ultimately took her offline. Now for the HMT score. Since this is a scenario that I've been patiently waiting for and I knew was eventually going to happen, I'm going to give Harold the Terminator Thompson a score, a combined score, excuse me, of 80. That's right. This is the first scenario that I've went over that I've been waiting for of a man who found out that his wife or girlfriend had an early termination against his wishes. So yeah, I'm going to give him an HMT score of 70 under general principle and a FAFO score of 10. So yeah, let me reiterate. Harold, the Terminator Thompson, gets a score of 80. Now, gentlemen, the reason why, in my humble opinion, women go through with early terminations against a man's wishes. She does it because she knows that right there is the ultimate power that she has over him. Think about it. Woman gets pregnant by a guy. She doesn't like said guy, but she was willing to get pregnant by him. What is the ultimate way that she could exact some sort of sick revenge on him? Terminate the kid. Yeah. Let me reiterate. There have been numerous videos of men begging women not to go through with those early terminations. And there have been videos of women who were in the clinics like, yep, I'm doing this. You can't do anything about it. Well, gentlemen, I think we have the first man. There have probably been more men who did this, but the first official man who actually said, okay, you decided to do a pre-birth termination of my child. So guess what? I'm going to do a post-birth termination of you. Whatever, gentlemen, I feel nothing. Honestly, I'm surprised that there have not been more men who decided to go this route. But, hey, let me reiterate this, ladies. I want to be crystal clear with this message. I want you to take it, and I want you to really soak it in. The power you think you have, that society wants you to believe that you have, which is false, is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves, especially in a situation like this, is gone out right along with it. Believe you me, ladies, all of this false power you think you have ends when a man no longer restrains himself. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.